I'd like to draw your attention incidentally to the allegorical meaning of all this. I'm not very fond of allegorical interpretations. I think sometimes they're rather far-fetched. But here, an allegorical interpretation seems to be rather appropriate. Now, Martangi, the mother of Prakriti, as we've already seen, is a low-caste woman. Now, in later Buddhist literature especially, a low-caste woman, that is, a woman belonging to the depressed classes, those at the bottom of the social ladder, seems to represent, as it were, the unrecognized and the repressed side or aspect of one's own nature. This is very clear from some of the later, especially tantric texts. It's also very interesting, very significant, that Prakriti, the daughter's name, means nature, with a capital N, nature, in the same sense that we use the word nature in English. Now, Ananda, the Buddha's disciple and attendant, was well known as a very learned monk. He's called Bahusruta, one who had heard much. He attended the Buddha everywhere. He heard all the discourses. He remembered them all. He could reproduce them all. But though he was so learned, he wasn't very spiritually developed. He certainly wasn't enlightened. So it seems as though the casting of the spell, as it were, by Martangi, the mother of Prakriti, represents a sort of, one might say, attack from the unconscious, sort of welling up, something repressed coming up and troubling him. Now, Manjushri, the great Bodhisattva, represents transcendental wisdom. So it's quite clear from this whole episode that one of the meanings is an allegorical meaning, suggesting that it's only transcendental wisdom itself which can save us from our intellectual one-sidedness, deliver us from the assaults of the unconscious mind, from that, as it were, unrecognized and repressed side of our own nature, by integrating us fully at the highest possible spiritual level. Now, you'll be glad to know, you're probably in great suspense, that Manjushri arrived just in the nick of time. And with his wisdom, he broke the spell, and brought Ananda back to the feet of the Buddha. He also brought Prakriti too. I think this is rather significant. It's not enough for the mind, as it were, to come to the feet of the Buddha to be enlightened. The lower nature also has to be brought. Prakriti, nature, has to be brought too.